Chocolate, biscuits, crisps and popcorn, just some of the foods being fed to deer by visitors to Dublin's Phoenix Park. A new study shows feeding is having a huge negative impact on the wild herd. Laura Griffin, who is running the project, has been recording these interactions for the past 4 summers.
So there's a huge amount of human-wildlife interactions happening in the park at the moment, with people approaching the deer to feed them food with the hopes of getting photographs like selfies up close with the animals. And a lot of people don't realize the huge impact that this is actually having on the health and welfare of the animals themselves. So our group with the Lab of Wildlife Ecology and Behaviour, along with several other researchers from UCD, have found that there's been physiological impacts on the deer as a result of these interactions. And this is included, for example, with the male population, their antler size. Not all of the deer will actually accept food from humans, and the subset that do are producing significantly smaller antlers. And that's going to potentially put them at a disadvantage during the rut when they have to use those for fighting for sexual competition to get mates. So that's a direct effect we could be having on their mating success.
So, I mean, the kind of food that's been given to the deer, what sort of things have you seen and found?
Yeah, so the deer get a variety of food that's not part of their natural diet. The fallow deer in the park should be primarily just grazing on grass and opportunistically taking shoots and leaves from the trees. However, visitors in the park are giving them huge amounts of junk foods, such as white bread, chocolate biscuits, crisps, as well as foods that people consider to potentially be healthy or beneficial to the deer, such as carrots, apples, and oats. But these are being given in enormous quantities to the deer, and they're actually not part of their natural diet. So people aren't helping, even though they may believe that they are.
And the effect of that on the deer, you've mentioned one example, but what other deleterious effects does it have?
Yeah, so we did a study recently with Gavin Stewart and Deirdre McLaughlin in UCD, and we found that the deer, they're ruminants like cattle, so they have a four-chambered stomach that's adapted to sit and digest large amounts of grass over time. And we found that those deer that are getting food off of people, they've actually developed changes to their gastrointestinal tract. So this is a huge physiological effect we're having on the deer. There's also effects on their behavior. So the deer, they're not domesticated like cattle or dogs that have been bred to be accustomed to human presence over time. They are still wild. They're habituated to being close to people. But we see a huge amount of stress behaviors when people approach them for these interactions. And that's got huge impacts at this time of the year, particularly for the females, as the fawns are coming out to join the herd for the first time. So the mothers are trying to protect them, and having people consistently approach can be very stressful for both them and the offspring.
And it's not just food, Laura. You've also seen people giving them drinks as well. Is that right?
It is indeed, yeah. So unfortunately, when people see other people feeding the deer, you know, you might think yourself, oh, it's just me and it's just one carrot. But other people might see that and go opportunistically just take whatever they have in their bag. So we have seen people with soft drinks offer those to the deer. We did see one visitor once even offer an entire can of Monster and pour it out for the deer who did drink it, which is a huge amount of caffeine in one of those anyway, and really shouldn't be taken in by a deer.
So really the message is, visitors to the park shouldn't be approaching the deer, and certainly shouldn't be feeding them anything that they may have to hand.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, you know, with the pandemic and with everyone going out to rediscover their local green spaces, it's great to have people coming into the park. But really, you'll get the best interaction with the deer if you keep a safe distance of 50 metres and just see them behaving naturally. You know, see the fawns playing, see them suckling. Just let the deer be deer in their home and let the wildlife stay wild.